and welcome into another edition of Big Brother on Reality NFSW. I am your host, Bobby Goodspeed, along with my co-host, Brent Wagamont. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing fabulous, because these are some good feeds, Bobby. Fuck the show. We don't care about the show. We want to talk about what's happening on these feeds, and I promise people on Twitter that I would talk about what's happening on the feeds. Because any of you guys who follow Big Brother, you know, Brittany obviously used the fucking veto, and obviously Derek put Christian up on the block. We know Christian's up on the block. He's up against Sarah Beth. It was looking like a done deal until like 5 seconds ago, and all of a sudden, Tiffany just decides to get a power trip. I still think she thinks that Christian is her son in another universe or something, since her real son is named Christian. Like, I know I'm babbling, but oh my god, the feeds are lit right now. Let's go like this, just to keep some semblance of order. Why don't you ask me where this started, and like the questions you might have if you saw someone babbling like me at the beginning of a podcast? Again, we're going to get to the episode, but let's talk about what's happening.
Yeah, we'll get into the episode. So let's start it off. Britt, how did we get to this point? What has been going on in this house on the live feeds?
Tiffany has lost her damn mind. I swear to God, she's so used to getting her way that in my mind, she's always had it out for Sarah Beth. And obviously Xavier has been pushing for Sarah Beth to go and for Christian to stay. I think Xavier's a little worried about the fact that another guy's gonna go. And obviously Christian is a huge shield. And obviously Xavier feels like he's a big, strong guy, which obviously he is. He wants him to stay, all well and good. But the problem is that I feel like that this move to keep Christian might have been good like 3 days ago. Okay. I feel like it was an okay move. If they wanted to claim credit for it and get people on their side, Tiffany and X, I'm talking about, and get the cookout on their side, because let's be clear, they need the votes of the cookout, or at least a majority of them, in order to do this. Okay. Because right now, from where I'm sitting, they have Tiffany and they need 9 votes. They have Tiffany and Xavier and Alyssa and Claire, but that's only 4. They need 5. And who's going to be the 5th one? Ain't going to be Kylan. Kylan doesn't support it. Aza wants Christian to go home. They're looking at DF, but DF is like, DF already got into a fight with Tiffany earlier in the day about Tiffany calling them liars because they weren't telling Christian again. Like, she's all like, I don't know what is she. She has it out for Christian in the best possible way. Tiffany, I'm talking about, because Tiffany, like, she's not willing to let him go. She's gotten her way each and every time. This was the first time, from my perspective, and answering your question, how did this start? Because this is the first time she's had to eat a little crow. She's had to just step back and be like, you know what? I wouldn't have made that call, but I get it. And just support the HOH. And that's what she was doing until, again, like 5 seconds ago. Like, I'm exaggerating. It was like 2 hours ago. But still, when she and Xavier just decided, you know what? Let's flip the vote. I mean, let me be clear. They are totally willing, Xavier and Tiffany, to go to Thursday night with a 5-4 vote and leave everybody else out in the cold, leaving some members of the cookout out in the cold. They are totally willing to do that. For people who like good feeds like me, and for some people who are a little bit bored about the cookout running the entire show this season, this may be a solid development. But from where I'm sitting, it's going to really put a hurt on Tiffany's game. I mean, you only have so much currency in the Big Brother house, Bobby. Currency is like money, okay? She's spending a lot of it right now. And they both know they've been trying to get DF to flip. He won't flip. DF has had enough. He wants Christian out. And he's also making a very valid point. For the first time in a long time, I was standing DF today, because he was actually saying, you know, look, like, everybody has to get rid of their people, okay? Like, why do you, as an Xavier, why do you get to keep 2 of your people into jury, and I don't have anybody fighting for me? That was the most salient thing that DF has said on his daybed all season long. Let me be clear. Like, because he has had it. He's also had it with Tiffany. I had a friend who I retweeted. Actually, it's not a friend. I'm sorry. That's a total lie. It's a person on Twitter who I retweeted who said something to the effect of, DF being the one to finally put the nail in Christian's coffin, along with plotting Tiffany's demise, all from his daybed, is totally iconic. Which, of course, it's a lie. Like, DF does get up every once in a while. But, he does lay down a lot. Let's be real. So, anyways, he's not having it. And I'm like, they're there. They should see. Kylan doesn't support this. Okay? Asa doesn't support this. DF doesn't support this. And even Hannah, Chada doesn't support it either. DX is trying to make sure that the votes are there. Like, from my two, I think two things are happening. I'm sorry, I'm so all over the place, but I'm trying. Like, the thing, and I tweeted this, that Derek X does that is driving me crazy, and it's really awful on an HOH week. And you saw it in this episode where he says, I'm gonna go to Alyssa and I'm going to tell her because she's still here next week. But is that what he really did? He did not do that. He went to Alyssa and said, one of the options I'm considering is blah, 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 blah. And from that, it really seems to me like he just let everybody run wild because he totally lost control of the narrative. All he had to do without giving any reason was just go to her and say, I'm putting up Christian. Sorry. Them's the breaks.
Absolutely. Okay?
Like, that's all he had to do. But he said he's qualifying everything. He's leaving open the possibility. Well, I may not do this or why not. And that has bled itself into today where they're Tiffany, Claire, or other people are pushing the possibility of potentially keeping Christian. And DX won't just shut it down. He won't just say, bitch, no. No. Like, you cannot do this to me. No. You cannot. Like, that's what he needs to say, in my opinion. Some version of it. I would feel left out in the cold if you guys did this. Like, he needs to be a little bit more forceful about his HOH. You guys said you would support me. I'm the HOH. I do not want him to stay. He needs to do that. But he's not doing that right now. Well, it remains to be seen. Maybe he will. Again, I'm trying to be on the show, and there may be stuff happening on the feeds right now. I don't know. But, like, from where I'm sitting, it's looking like they're one vote short right now. It's looking like Christian will still go home, and they're making this a lot more complicated than it had to be. And if this goes through, even if they stop pushing right now, I do feel like it has done damage to the cookout. I really do. I really, 100%. I honestly do.
Yeah, I've spent the last hour watching the episode and flipping back to the feeds, going left and right, because the feeds have just been on fire lately. And even in this last hour, we've seen Tiffany essentially really blowing up her spot with the cookout and with people in the house. Now, we've all been giving Tiffany her praise, you know, this entire season, saying, hey, she's one of those great players. She's playing a phenomenal game. And by all accounts, she still is. But this is the first week that we've seen her start to stumble. And this is the first week that we can see cracks in her game that other great players, they might have stumbled. But this is a big crack, in my opinion, because this is hurting her ultimate alliance with the cookout. And the fact that she's willing to risk those relationships to keep someone that, in all honesty, I don't get it. Why are you trying to keep someone like Christian in the house?
Just to play devil's advocate for a second, I'll say this. I don't know that keeping the cookout all together and going to the end is a winning strategy for Tiffany, because they see all of the skeletons in her closet. They see what she's doing behind the scenes. See, other people don't see that. They don't see that Tiffany is a big threat. But the cookout, a lot of them do. They see how much work she's putting in. So if it gets down to 7 or 6 and Tiffany's still there and it's a lot of the cookout, I feel like they're going to get rid of her. So this may be a better setup for Tiffany. Now, look, I know I don't love where her game is right now, but also I would postulate that maybe in the back of her mind, she's doing this on purpose, because, and again, it's just, maybe it's wishful thinking, maybe it's fan fiction, I'm allowing for that possibility, but she's not having it with Asa. She's not having it with DF right now. They are pissing her off. I know she feels like that, but she feels like indebted to the cookout because she's worried about what people will say. She's worried about social media. She's worried about a lot of things that are not the game. If the cookout wasn't a thing, she wouldn't give a shit about Asa and DF. I don't think, because she never gets along with them ever.
Yeah. So it's basically the cookout's just there right now as something that she can grasp onto if she really needs, you know, a backup plan. Because I do agree, it's not her foremost alliance in this house, but it's definitely something that she wants to work with and sees the big picture, but it's not something that's on her priority list. I still think it's a valuable asset, being the strongest alliance in the house, that you shouldn't, you know, screw the pooch on this one this early in the game.
I'm with you.
But I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, and again, it's like, so I also tweeted a little clip of Melissa Denny from the roundtable last night. Again, you guys, I love RHAP. I'm still a patron, still a fan, blah, blah, blah. Like, I love what they do over there. Melissa has become such a great podcaster because what she said last night really rang true, because I have been somebody who has been pushing the narrative that DX is making a mistake by trying to get rid of Christian, that he is a massive shield in front of him. And once he gets rid of Christian and does people's dirty work, who's the next target? But Melissa really distilled it in a way that really rang true to me. She said that you don't get do-overs in the Big Brother house. You have to make a call. And this is the call he's decided to make. And you can't look forward in the game to see, oh, well, this would have been better for me to do. Like, he's in there playing the game right now. He has to make a call. This is the call he decided to make. He went with it. He made a decision. Good for him. Like, that's kind of where I'm at this point. But will his decision stick? That's the problem, because is Tiffany going to unwind it here? Again, I still think by tonight, later on, maybe midnight Pacific time, Big Brother time, for those of you who watch the feeds, I think she might walk this back and say, you know, I mean, or maybe she can't get the votes. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'll walk this back and sorry, Christian, you got to go. But this has done so much damage. You know, Sarah Beth's going to find out about this. Like, you know, if she hasn't already, which I don't know, because again, I can't watch everything, but you know, Sarah Beth's going to find out about this. Kylan already knows about this. DF is not happy with the way he's been treated all day by Tiffany. Like, this is really, really bad. It's almost like what happened with the Vita Sarah. So on the episode, when all that stuff was happening, even if you believe everything Alyssa was saying about people, you know, not having the votes and blah, 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 like the train was so far down the tracks, which is a phrase I use a lot. The train was so far down the tracks that DX, he had to put up Christian. Yeah. And I feel like it's the same way at this point. Like, at this point, Christian has to go. Like, it's too far down the tracks. Like, I know you could flip it, but you would use so much currency in order to make it happen. And it totally resets the game board, which I don't know if Tiffany's in a winning position in that. Maybe she's just bored. I don't know.
Yeah. And even to go back to the episode where we see at the end of the episode, and I know we'll get to it, but where we see Christian confronting him in the storage room, like, at that point, there's nothing DX is going to do, because he's already so far down that path that if he retracts at that moment and does what they want and puts up DF, he's screwed. Like, you can't backtrack. And we see this time after time where people actually do backtrack in that position when they feel cornered, when they feel like they've got people surrounding them telling them, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this. Even though they know they want to go against those people, they get scared, or they get flustered, or they panic, and we see them retract in that position. To see a recruit like DX just completely stick to his guns.
Yes, I mean, that was awesome to see DX stick to his guns. But also, you know what? I'm not in the habit of doing this week, but I will give Christian credit for you know what? He did not fucking wait. He got in that storage closet. Yep. Totally. I'm sure Big Brother maybe wasn't wanting him to do this. This is not the way you do the ceremony. But he knew he need, like, you don't want to leave anything on the fucking table. You make sure you swing at every pitch that goes by. He walked in the closet and said everything. It was sort of word vomit, sort of like what I'm doing right now, where he was just like, blah, 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 you know, like, and it, like, he didn't want to leave anything out. But I do feel like that they handled DX the wrong way. Not that I think was ever going to change his mind.
Yes.
But I feel like Christian and Alyssa both went the threat route rather than the here's what we can do for you route.
Yes.
I feel like the latter works much better. I rarely see threats in the Big Brother house work really well. And Alyssa's whole, like, well, you know, is it really worth it? I don't think you have the votes. You know, you don't want to go into next week as the target. Like, it just, the way they said it, it was a veiled threat at Derek X. And I don't think that either one of them handled it very well. I know I'm all over the episode, but whatever.
Yeah, so am I. We're kind of off the rails ourselves at this point, but let's just go with it. You know, we're having fun and people are enjoying it. No, but I agree with you. I think the fact that Christian, I think the fact that he just went in there and yes, he word vomited and just said whatever was on his mind, but at least he took a shot. Like, so many times we totally trash these people that just sit there and take it, or don't go and stick to their guns, or don't stand up for themselves. And we just trash those people. And a lot of times there are people that are similar to Christian. They're the threats in the house that think, oh, well, I've got the numbers, or I've got people in my corner, or I'm going to get myself out of this at the end of the week and wait it out. No, he went in there, knew that this was his last chance to really, really solidify himself not going on the block, and he took a shot. Like, it didn't work. He didn't have the right strategy, possibly, but he did what he had to do.
And all the credit in the world. All the credit in the world. And, like, but first of all, I don't understand, Chris. So just fast forwarding a little bit, Christian has been absolutely insufferable all week long because he's acting like this is so unfair. I mean, girl, like, the privilege coming from him is like, it is knee deep. Okay. And he's a nice guy. I'm not like totally dogging him, but he's been so whiny all week long. And I feel like in some ways, some of the stuff that's happening tonight is kind of sort of like happening around him. It's not necessarily happening because of Christian. It's happening because of Tiffany and X. And from my perspective, I know he's helped a little bit, but overall, like I feel like he's handled the week pretty badly. And he as they say on the show, to a man, he knows. He was going to go at his team, and X was talking about he's going to put up DX next week. Yeah. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, they're sitting there saying that stuff with a straight face. It just, like, it doesn't pass the smell test. And, who are you talking to? Like, I saw Christian in the room by himself, and he was saying this stuff. And I'm like, are you talking to us? Because we know the T.
Well, and also the fact that I feel like he feels like that this should have been happening earlier in the season. People should have been taking this shot at him early in the season because we see what a comp beast he is. And the fact that the fact that it's finally happening and that he can't do anything about it at this point.
A true backdoor. Let's be clear.
A true backdoor.
Those bitches on Twitter and the people on TV say that, oh, I've been backdoored. But like, Christian really was backdoored.
And it's before jury, and he's just
delicious.
And he's like, damn. Like, he's like, I thought this was going to happen. I thought, you know, I've been thinking this for a while now. And I think that's why he's so whiny. Because I think he's just like, each week he's like, oh, I survived. Oh, I survived.
Well, and he was also the outgoing HOH, so he couldn't even compete on the wall comp. Yep. And then his name didn't get drawn for veto. Like, I mean, talk about a true backdoor, man. Like,
and
they
honestly
fucked him good. Ahead.
No, oh, I was just saying, this is the best time to take him out. Like, 100%. This is by far the best time to take him out, and especially right before jury.
If he would have said that to me, like, you know what, DX is such, he's such a chicken for, he's such a coward because he knows I can beat him, I'd be like, guilty. Totally guilty. Like, I'm like, no worries. Like, I'm so, okay. Totally sold because, bitch, you have like a 50% win rate. Do you not get that? And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People can't unsee that once you have something like that.
Yeah. And I feel like, he does bring up a good point that DX is the next best player in the house when it comes to these competitions. And the fact that he's taking away that shield. Yes, I get that. But he's the one taking the shot at the biggest player. This is a huge resume boost for him. This is a huge, thing to put on his checkmark list when it comes to the end of the game. I think that he understands he can live without that shield in front of him. And I totally understand that.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. Like, again, this is where you have to make a call. Me sitting behind the microphone, can I say, I think this is a little soon? Yes. But on the other hand, I have sort of been persuaded as the week has gone on that Christian is so good. And there's so many people that like him. And he's got such a grasp of, like, once you get HOH, you can, and or even veto that for that matter, you can really like exert some power on the game. Christian is gonna win some more comps if you let him stay. I've actually sort of been persuaded that I don't know if it's the right call, but I'm not as convicted as I was earlier in the week.
Let me just say this: if somehow Christian's able to get through this week, and survives, I'm telling you right now, he's not gonna be backdoored the rest of the season. He's going to be able to go each week thinking the target's on his back and be doing everything in his power not to get. Now, trust me, it could happen.
Right.
There's stuff that's out of his control, but I just don't see him lying down, taking it, or even putting himself in a position where he's not securing himself early in the week, every single week going forward.
I concur. I mean, like, I've seen a lot of people, I've seen it two ways on Twitter. Some people are like, you know what, if Christian stays, bitch, crown him the winner. He's the winner of the season. I'm like, that's a little much. Like, there's 11
a little
people
much.
Left. Yeah, exactly. But I am sort of worried about what the game board looks like. Also, that means Sarah Beth's going home. If Christian stays, Sarah Beth is out. I don't know, man.
I'll be honest. I like Sarah Beth. Don't get me wrong.
Me too. I like her a lot.
Kind of okay with it because I think it'll just add so much more to the season that I feel like all the chips will be reset. Like Sarah Beth, yes, I love her on the show, but with Christian staying and the way that the board would be thrown after that whole thing happens, and it would be kind of a back, you know, or a slap in the face to a lot of people.
Right.
I like that scenario much more than the predictable Christian gone, Sarah Beth stay. Now what do we do?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Look, it's a dicey situation. I'm the chat is telling me that Hannah is now on board.
Oh boy.
I'm like, how the fuck? I mean, I know that SB was like gunning for Hannah, but that seems to have been squashed. I don't understand. Like DX has to support this. If Hannah's going for it,
that's what I was
going
to say. So
does DX support? Y'all can tell me in the chat. Does DX now support this? I can't believe he would. He has to know he's in danger.
I was going
to
say, if Hannah knows and Hannah's on board, then DX has to be on board because Hannah's not going to go against DX's wishes. Might.
People are being weird right now.
I highly, highly doubt that because that's her strongest ally in the house. Like,
I know.
I don't know. Hey, this is what we wanted. People have been saying we've had such predictable weeks every single week. Now we've got an unpredictable week.
We're
into Wednesday night.
Yeah, exactly. It's Wednesday night. So Vandy is telling me in the chat that Derek X is apprehensive, but it looks like he's going along with it. That is a long 24 hours to wait until tomorrow. So now they've got, see, this is the thing too. Again, Tiffany can be a little bit bored sometimes. Now they've got the votes. So what does she do? Like, let me ask you this question. So are you telling me, chat, I'm talking to you, anybody who's listening, you're telling me that Tiffany and X are going to leave four people, three of whom are in the cookout, out of the majority going into tomorrow night? They're just going to leave them out of the vote? They're going to vote against them? I
don't know.
I'm really having trouble buying that that's actually going to happen. I know that they're talking about it. I know that supposedly they've set it in. It seems kind of solid right now. But if that happens, man, whew. Yeah.
Man.
And I know it's also before you say anything else, I know some people are like on social media, they're like, well, you know, the thing was always to just get the members of the cookout to jury. But I'm like, when they're talking, no, that is not what they're talking about. They're not talking about, oh, let's make jury together. They're like, we want to be the final six together. And like, if this goes through like this, there's no way that's happening. So, I mean,
man, it seems like we're missing some fire feeds right now because
I know, you know, while I'm at it, thank you, Vandy. Vandy, you've been a big help tonight. Derek F is pissing me the fuck off, Big D, because he's like, I'm gonna go off on Tiffany because he got into it with Tiffany earlier today, and obviously he got into it with Tiffany and Xavier tonight. He's like, I'm gonna go off on Tiffany. And I'm like, bitch, what's holding you back? What's holding you back? You've been saying that for like five fucking weeks. You're like Cody from Big Brother 16, where Cody was always like, oh, like, let me at him. Let me at him, man. Let me at him. And Derek was always like holding him back. Like, girl, like, stop it. Like, actually, if you got something to say, bitch, say it. Get up off your daybed and say it to Tiffany. Let her have it. Knock some sense into her. That's what we need right now to flip this back. I do not want to see him taking this line down, no pun intended. Like, he needs to get his dander up and put his foot down and say, I'm going to be pissed if this happens and we're over, if it does, because we had this set and now you all are flipping it at the last minute. No.
Man, I don't know what's going to happen.
I swear I'm going to lose my voice at the end of this. Alex Rubino, where the fuck are you tonight?
Well, and seriously, though, like, how exciting. At least we're getting some excitement going into this. And yes. And the fact that it's the comp beast and Christian, you know, going up against his fellow king and the Cookout Alliance is really going against each other and who's going to vote for her, who. I just love this. I think this is the best case scenario going right into jury.
I wanted to address before you say, sorry, I just wanted to address a couple things. I saw Tracy in the chat say something about like, can we give credit to Brittany for holding her vote back amongst all the chaos that's happening? Girl, I'd like to give her some props, but I feel like she might have waited a little bit too long, because if the votes are already there to keep Christian, like, she's gonna be left out in the cold, like, unless they actually need her, which doesn't sound like they do right now. So I mean I want to give credit to her for holding her vote back, but all of a sudden, you know, but it's a tough line, because you don't want to wait too long. I feel like she might have waited too long to get her vote out there and say, you know, hey, this is which way I'm voting, or this is which way I feel comfortable with voting, because they don't need her vote anymore. They can leave her out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really has gotten to the point where she's just not needed at all. Like, she can be completely on her own, and it will not faze them one bit at all. All right, so should we get into the episode at all? Should we just fast play the episode real quick?
Talk about y'all in the chat. If there's anything major that happens, let me know. I'll look it up. But let's talk about the episode real quick.
All right, we're gonna do a real quick,
quickish, you know. Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah,
we can talk about but we'll do like more of a Cliff Notes version of this. So
yes.
Everyone, not the Cliff Notes from a couple seasons ago. Everyone is shocked to hear about the nominees. We see Sarah Beth, upset, trying to figure out why Derek X is taking the shot this early. The Kings are surprised that he took the shot. Sarah Beth doesn't want to go home on her birthday week, and then we hear, happy birthday. That caught me off guard so much. I was like, did I just hear that right? Did the producers just troll her for talking about her birthday and possibly going home?
That was
great. This whole episode was kind of a troll of Sarah Beth.
It really was. Like, when the first time I heard it, I was like, did they do that a lot? Like, I don't remember that happening. I've never heard of it before, so I'm glad to hear you say that. Then they did it again to her later on, mm-hmm. when she was talking about it.
Birthday.
Yeah, that was very fun. I think we had two tales of the edit, because Sarah Beth said it was pretty true to course. Like, that's pretty much how it happened. Like, he didn't tell her the plan until after she was nominated, and then he kind of let her in on the plan about backdooring Christian. And he told her, I was glad that they included the part about, hey, if you pick Christian with House Guest Choice, and he wins the veto, I'm going to go to him and tell him that he cannot use the veto. I'm going to put Alyssa up. And boy, like, that's the kind of Derek X we need, y'all.
That was huge.
That's the kind of Derek X we need, who says, like, bitch, this is the way it is. I got the power, and this is what we're doing. I don't give a fuck about what I said to Alyssa and whatever promises I made. If he uses that veto, I'm putting up Alyssa, period, end of story. You could see the thinking that was happening in Sarah Beth as he said that. She's like, oh, shit. And of course, now she knows. She's like, please, I don't want to pick it. Like, I was kind of mad that she didn't pick House Guest Choice, because that would have been so glorious. Yeah. Yes. Oh, God. But we didn't get so lucky. Yeah. But yeah, she handled it that way. And she did pretty good up in the room, where she was like looking at him awkwardly, and he was sort of silently awkward with her. The other thing, though, was the Brittany edit was totally fiction.
Yeah.
Brittany knew she was going to go up on the block. She basically agreed to being a pawn. I mean, she didn't agree to it like totally, but she was like, I get it. And I understand what's happening, that we're going after Christian, that's what's happening. And I don't even understand why she was boohooing about it. I mean, I know she was acting, but and I guess she was acting to DF, and he at that point didn't know the plan. So I guess it's okay. But she was also saying it in the diary room too. And that was total fiction, because she knew she was going to go up. So I don't understand. Like, that was weird.
I thought it was actually good on her part to do it the way she did, because that's what we've seen from her every single time she's been nominated. So she's staying true to form. She's acting the same way she does when she gets, you know, put up there, even randomly when she doesn't see it coming. So she's staying true to the character she's already presented herself to be in front of others when she's surprised she's the one being nominated. So I actually give her kudos for that, because she could have easily just totally not been savvy enough and known what the plan was and completely been normal and said, oh, okay, well, you know, it's all good. I'll just try to do my best. Then people would have been fishy about it. They've been like, that's not how she acts. This isn't what we've seen her do in the past. Something's up. So I feel like she knew she had to stay true to form. Now, I could be wrong. She could have just been being her and had no idea of what she was doing. But the way I took it as that was her being smart enough to not do something different than what she's already done before.
Yeah, sorry, I was reading the updates on Twitter.
You're good.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
I'm with you because I saw some people. I know Chara. I see in the chat like this is going to be a fluid situation. Like I said, who knows what's going to happen? All I know is it was a done deal that Christian was going to go home, and now it's up in the air. So who knows? There are definitely at least four people who want to keep Christian, and they only need five. So anyway, but yes, I'm with you. Brittany acted her ass off. Like I said, she didn't need to act in the diary room. So I don't understand what that was about, but whatever. Like, the show can make up its own storyline, I guess. Maybe they just didn't want to know. What?
Char says, why do people believe Hannah and the rest of the cookout are keeping Christian? Twitter says no. And
well, the rest of the cookout are not keeping Christian. Well, I know, 4-2. Again, do I need to repeat myself? I said 4-2. The 4-2 is the cookout. Four of them don't want to keep Christian. Two of them do. The two who do are Tiffany and Xavier. Hannah was the person that Vandy Dandy came into the chat and said, looks like she's flipping, looks pretty solid. So but we know the other three members of the cookout, Kylan, Azza, and Big D, are definitely not keeping Christian. So at worst, it's a split. At best, it's 4-2, and Christian's definitely not staying. Okay? That's where I'm coming
from. Yep. Yeah. Man, I'm really hoping it sways. I'm really hoping it sways at this point.
Sways for him to stay.
Sways in his favor. I really would love to see that happen.
Yeah, that would be very messy.
Now,
it would break the house open. Yeah.
I love DX and I want to see DX go far in this game. I think that he, took a shot. He's doing exactly what we want a player to do, and it's coming from a recruit, which is even better, and a recruit that we actually like. That's the best case scenario. But I still think if Hannah's on board and they convince him that they're not coming after him and they actually stay true to that, I don't think it's necessarily a terrible thing for his game. I don't know if I believe it.
If they get power next week, by the way, I just want to say this from my perspective with whatever power I have. I realize this is not RHAP, but I have a little bit of power left. Bitch, I'm voting for DX for the power. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give it to Tiffany, and I can't give it to Hannah. I don't know where she falls right now. All I know is DX looks like he's going to need the power because these shady bitches are talking about betraying him and forcing his hand. Man, spare a thought for DX. He did all he could, put Christian up on the block, totally backdoored him, and now these people are like, well, we might want to keep him. So he doesn't have a tiebreaker vote this week as the HOH. He is totally at their mercy. If they come to him and say, look, we got five votes, we're keeping Christian, he has a choice. He can be like, absolutely not, which is what I want him to do. But from your perspective, he can be like, well, okay, yay. he can put on a happy face and be happy to Christian and make a deal with him. This is why it's called playing Big Brother, because you don't get to play from your armchair. You have to actually play the game and see what happens.
And I don't think this will necessarily be his fault if Christian doesn't go. I think he took the shot. He made the moves, and he rattled the house, which is honestly could be the bigger move than just getting Christian out. The fact that this will shake up alliances and shake up the game, that could be even a bigger win for him, and he might not ever see it coming because he's not privy to the knowledge that we are being on the outside of the house. But getting this to happen and still not getting his target out of the house, it might not be necessarily a bad thing for his game. I still think that I agree with you. He needs this power. Whatever this power is, we need to give it to him because I agree. I think DX is the one who right now, in my opinion, he's number one favorite for fan favorite. That's my personal opinion. I think that he's one of the best players in the house, and he's playing a very good game. We've seen him go from the bottom to the top to all over the place.
Right.
And I think the fans love him. So,
I think we do too. He's very, by the way, did you see jumping ahead to the the veto draw when he put the veto draw box back? He checked out his hair. In the mirror, and then they cut away, and then he still was checking out his hair. It was very cute. Very cute. I see what Amon sees in him. I didn't see it preseason when Amon was going all over about oh my god, Derek X is so hot, blah blah. But he's very cool. And then oh my God, during the veto competition when he just like went like, and he like handed her the veto because he knew that he was going to get stuck with the costume punishment. Like, oh my God, that was so great.
And he did great with the costume punishment. I you know, we don't have to like stay true to the format of how each thing went, but let's talk about that costume punishment because I thought that was great. I thought he did such a good job in that. And he totally cheeseballed it. And that's what you want. You don't want these. You want one of two directions. You want someone like Jen who absolutely throws a fit that she's getting this punishment and you love to see how much she hates the fact that it's happening to her and that why is this happening to her of all people?
Yes.
Or you like the people that completely take it in stride and see that it's ridiculous and live up to the ridiculousness. You don't want the people that are just doing it to get fans or to... How do I say this in the right way? You don't want the people that are being cheesy to impress the audience. You could tell DX is just doing it because he thinks it's funny. Mm-hmm. You know, like, exactly. And I think that's what's even better.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. I'm with you on that. You want people who are like that. You also don't want people who are like Sarah Beth in the competition, the veto competition. Gosh. Where she was like, oh, like, I think this is the thing. I think this is what was happening in Sarah Beth's mind, Bobby. Mm-hmm. I think that she was like, oh my God, I'm going to get the costume punishment and I'm going to be on the block and I could go home. Because at that point in time, Derek X had just gotten the third place locker. Alyssa was still in the final two with Brittany. That competition hadn't taken place yet. Yeah. So from Sarah Beth's perspective, if Alyssa wins the veto, it's probably not going to be used. I know they had her in the diary room saying that, but I'm telling you, once she had the veto, if Alyssa won the veto, there's no way it would have been used. No way, Jose. Christian would have, he was already talking to her about it. If she actually won the veto, no way. So Sarah Beth is worried. If she knows if Alyssa wins the veto, it's probably going to freeze the nominations and I might actually go home. I don't want to go home, period. I really don't want to go home in a fucking costume. So please let me keep the money. And I'm actually glad he did. Like, I don't think it's going to bite her in the butt too hard. I know Alyssa was mad about it on the feed. She was really mad that she like basically guilted him into keeping the money, but I was okay with it.
I thought that she was a little pouty in that moment.
Very pouty. Very pouty.
How could you do this to me? You already put me on the block. Now you're going to take $5,000 from me whatever. Like, you know, at the same time, it is what it is. She wants $5,000. She also sees what you just said. And I'm sure she saw that in front of her.
Totally.
The thing that I loved about Sarah Beth was she did what I scream at my TV every single year when the people that are on the block in this position do.
Oh, yes.
Where they go and take the veto when they're in the fifth place, sixth place, whatever place at the end, and take the veto knowing the veto is going to get taken from them and they're going to be stuck with the punishment no matter what, instead of taking the money when it's right there in front of you. I don't care if you're going home or if you're on the block and you're just the pawn, take the money every single time because a couple things. One, something can happen weird where the person at the end doesn't want the veto and instead they want the $5,000 and somehow you can still end up with it. Or two, you're going to go home anyways, take some kind of prize cash because it's either that or a punishment. And three, if you're the person that is the pawn in this scenario, you're not going to win anything good. You're only going to get a punishment. Let others take the veto and scramble for that veto at the end. Because no matter what, you're not getting it. Take something. Take something positive.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. She played it the right way. You know, I know that we're going on about SB being whiny, and I agree, Boston. Sarah Beth was very whiny. But Alyssa, bitch, she was also very whiny. Like, she's going on and on in the diary room about, like, you know, how dare you not take the veto? Do you expect us to do all the work for you? And, like, no, bitch, that's not what she's thinking. She's just making sure she doesn't get stuck with the costume and wants to get a little bit of money for her troubles. Like, she knows she's not going to win the veto at that point because Brittany's still in the game. She has no chance to win it at that point. Like, come on. Like,
it's just, it's not going to happen. There's no way. And I understand a little bit from Alyssa's perspective where she's just like, why wouldn't you take it? But if you really, if she sat down there and actually thought about it, obviously there's no possible way for SB to end up with the veto in this scenario. No chance. So there's literally no reason to take it. So people always have a problem with this on the cast every single year when the people take the money when they probably shouldn't, or when they think, hey, we're an alliance, why are you doing that? They have to look at it from everyone else's perspective. That there's no reason to take it that early in the game because you're not going to end up with it. So I don't know. I've never understood that perspective of people getting pissed off about that.
Yes, I agree. Chris is throwing shade in the chat about Alyssa. He's like, Alyssa is like watching paint dry a little bit, but with Christian out of the game, I think she could be fun. I do think she could be fun. And I love the fact that she does think she's running the game, Tracy. Like that cracks me up because obviously she's not. I loved it when she was threatening DX. Like the votes aren't there, but of course DX knows the votes are there, or they were there, to get Christian out of the game. By the way, I've been reading a little bit of update on Twitter. It does, as I suspected, it does look like it's kind of going back a little bit. I think like, Tiffany and Xavier both seem to sense the damage that they have done to their game by pushing. The Jokers are so mad at them right now, specifically Big D and Azza. Xavier was still talking to Tiffany and saying like, we can't flip on that this week. That's how this week has to go. And then Tiffany says, now I have to go keep Sarah Beth's ass here again. And then Xavier's like, we can send her home next week. And Tiffany's like, it doesn't even matter now. So like, again, this could change again. But it looks like it's running out of steam. It looks like it is. But the hilarious thing is at the same time. So it does. First of all, Hannah, Bandy, it does not look like Hannah's on board. Hannah, from what I read, is not on board. She thinks Christian's going to put her up next week. She thinks at least two members of the cookout are going to go up next week. If Christian stays, from my perspective. But Christian is working on Brittany. That's the vote. Cause remember, he had a final two with Brittany. We don't know how real it was, but like that, he had a final two with Brittany. And if they can get Brittany's vote, this thing may be revived, because they thought, I think the reason that they're sort of giving up was like, they don't have the fifth vote and they don't want to go down with a sinking ship. But if they feel like they've got the fifth vote, man, watch out. Tiffany with power, man, when she has the votes, she could do some damage.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I never really thought about that perspective, but hey,
which one,
guys? It's the Brittany perspective. Like,
oh yeah, Brittany,
I never thought about them going down that avenue.
Yeah, I know, and I forgot that they had a final two together. But he's also Christian. I also like the way Christian's playing. So again, I don't like a lot of the stuff that Christian has done this week, and I think he's played badly in a lot of parts and non-existent in other parts. And Alyssa has played the game a lot for him, but he is doing a good job right now. I see on the feeds. He's telling Brittany, like you need to be what Tracy was talking about, where he's going to Brittany being like, you need to be affirmative about your vote. You can't hold it back any longer. You need to tell them, I'm voting for Christian to stay, because if they know they have that vote, then they'll all jump together. But if they don't have that vote, they won't. So that's what's happening right now. It's gonna come down to Brittany. I think that's the only shot they have to flip this vote.
I agree.
Is Brittany. I don't think Azza and DF are going to do it. And listening to Hannah, I don't think she is either. Kylan's not going to go for it. So it's got to be Brittany or nothing. Are they really going to turn their backs on Kylan and Azza and Big D? And remember, by doing this, they would leave them out in the cold. Again, I don't think it's going to happen. But Christian, like Chris says in the chat, Christian does have some fight in him. So good for him for going to Brittany and being, no, like he's like, specifically like, Brittany, you need to say X, Y, and Z if you want me to stay. Like, I like that. Like, cause a lot of people aren't that forceful about things. He's taking his swings. Like, it does even look like, Tiffany went to Christian and said, even if it goes back to what it was this morning, you threw some punches. So it's kind of like, they're waving the white flag a little bit, like, well, you tried. Kind of, that's basically, it's like the cake from The Simpsons. You tried.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Guys, let's be honest though. We still have 24 hours before this thing is said and done. This could go 20 different which ways.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, as soon as they get some as soon as they get some kind of traction, we can go see a totally different direction. All right. So
did you see at the beginning of the veto competition, the draw when Xavier and Asa ran into each other? And I love that they stopped the music because they normally do that dun dun dun. Boom! Like when the veto's getting ready to happen, but they only did like the first note, and then like you saw them running or you heard them run into each other, and then people were like, "What the fuck?" And then like Asa was like, "Body slam," and I'm like, "I'd like to be body slammed by Xavier," and I know she would too. So
she would too.
Act like that was a thing. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So we get to the veto draw. We see Claire, Kylan, and Alyssa picked. Now we get into it. Claire is the first one out. She draws the veto. SB is the second one out. She draws the 5K. Now, this is where my feed cut out for a little bit. I know Kylan went out fourth, then DX, then Alyssa, then Brittany wins. Mm-hmm. What were the punishments that Claire and Kylan ended up getting? Explain that to people that haven't seen.
Oh, hell, I forget. Oh, my God, I forget. So Kylan... Kylan, I'm trying to remember the order of how everything happened. So Kylan, it was definitely a punishment. Oh, he took the veto from Claire and gave Claire the punishment. So Claire got the costume punishment or the regular punishment. And then he had the veto. And then Brittany took the veto and gave him. Or no, sorry. Then DX took the veto because he got dissuaded. He got dissuaded from taking the money from Sarah Beth. So then he took the veto from Kylan so he wouldn't end up with the costume punishment, but then he got the costume punishment anyway or something like that. So like, so maybe I forget which way what happened. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit like,
no, it's okay.
I didn't pay attention to this. Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if people, cause we saw on the episode, we see obviously what DX.
Oh yeah.
His
Claire
punishment
got the
is
hard punishment, the 52 pickup. Yes, the king. Yes. Whenever the king calls for 52 pickup. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't remember. Go ahead. Yes.
And then Kylan's punishment was what again?
The donkey, which looks terrible, by the way. Looks literally terrible.
It looks like a zebra.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't look anything like a donkey to me.
Right.
All right. So I love this competition. We see this competition every year. I always think that it's exciting. I feel like it. It's getting a little dull in some aspects just because it's so predictable with how the order is going to go. I feel like it is getting to the point of almost a Survivor auction. Like, I love the Survivor auction, but I see where some people think, okay, this is dull. Maybe that's why they haven't had it back for a while. I want to say this. There's got to be some aspect that they can add to this where people don't see it coming because –
In what way? The prizes?
The prizes. Every single year, the first person out gets a veto and then it gets stolen on all this. There's got to be something that they can change up where it's like, whoa, that wasn't the veto at the first draw. What's going on? What's different about this game? Don't get me wrong. I have no idea where to go with this. I thought maybe I'd throw that out there if you know any way to change this up because I can't. But there's got to be something.
Yeah, the only thing they can really do is, here's the thing. They need to put all of the good shit at the front and all the bad shit at the end, meaning first, second, and third, because they want people to steal stuff from other people to cause drama. So I get that. I think they could put, the veto in the fifth spot or the fourth spot. That wouldn't be bad. And just put, $5,000 in cash, $10,000 in cash, a fabulous trip to the Swiss Alps or something. Again, this show has money.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
Well, here's a good one.
A trip to Hawaii.
Best would be pick a prize, then reveal all at once. Or maybe have them all laying out in front of them and then they have to go up each time they lose and pick one. That would be an interesting way of doing it. Or also, what if they just had a better second prize besides $5,000? Because, what if you did what Claire won early in the season?
A new car?
Oh, safety to jury.
Okay.
If you did this earlier in the season.
Yeah.
That could really change up the plans for the week of people trying to throw it.
Yeah, safety for 2 weeks or something like that?
Yes.
Or, a double veto or something? I don't know. Anything. It's something fun. Yes, exactly.
Something fun is all I'm trying to say. There's got to be a way to spice it up.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of legs there, was what you're saying. You're like, I feel like there may be a little bit of a problem with it, but it's a fun competition. I will say, the actual competition itself, though, I did not really understand. This was looking, again, somebody said it looked like the coaches' competition from Big Brother 14.
Yes.
And I totally concur. Yes. Like, that's exactly what it looked like. I couldn't believe
that. That's what I thought it was at first.
But did anybody understand, like, what they were actually doing with their butts? Like, I know they had to move it from the weight bench to the other bench or something. But, like, I guess the question I'm asking is, what determined that you got a point? Like, was it a person who's watching you who gave you a point? Or was it like, was there a little controller or a button on the thing that you had to hit with your butt that got you a point? Does that make sense?
No, I was watching it and I was like, sometimes they were clearly hitting it with their butt and other it times still they wasn't weren't. Registering.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Both times. Both. Yeah. Sometimes they weren't. They weren't hitting it and they got a point. And other times they did hit it and they didn't get a point.
I was like, you got to go full ass cheek on this thing or something, because that's the only way this thing's going to register. Like, I swear, if we would have had this last year, I honestly don't know. I think Janelle might have stayed. She was killed this competition last time they played it in season 14. I think that she could have done really well on this, because she was great at this last time we saw it.
Oh, man. Well, it was an interesting competition, and I thought that Sarah Baz, when she whined, when she cried and she was like, you know, please, please don't do this to me. Like, come on. Like, I mean, I don't think I could have taken it from her. Like, that was actually pretty convincing to me.
I would have easily taken it from her.
Would
that's
you?
Five
okay.
grand.
Yeah,
oh, that's heartless. 5 grand.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh my God.
It's a game where she's clearly being heartless, trying to make you feel bad about it. So why that's not true. Be heartless and take it?
That's true. And that did have a little bit of ramifications, like not in the macro sense of the word, but in the micro sense of the word, like in the immediate aftermath of the veto competition, there were a lot of people who were really put out with Sarah Beth for making him feel guilty. DX being one of them. Derek was mad. You could see it. He was mad like 10 seconds later that he didn't take the money. Yeah, he didn't. He was mad that she put him in that position to look like the asshole.
He's such a nice guy. You could see in his face he wanted it so bad, but he just looked at her and just was like, oh, I can't do this to her. I'll just take it. I know I'm getting screwed here. But that's the situation where I'd rather him cave there, where he was surrounded by the kings earlier in the episode, saying that they, you know, don't want him to backdoor Christian. And that's where I'm glad he didn't cave there. Like, if he's going to cave in a stupid moment like that, but at least he doesn't cave every single time he gets the pressure put on him, because then it would just be the same thing from Derek X every single time we see him get any kind of pressure in his face.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so let's...
I'm reading updates.
No, you're good. Hey, there's a lot going on right now. I get it.
So close to breaking open. Like, I'm just like, okay, let me just read you this tweet, okay? This is where things are in the house right now, okay? Hannah and Tiffany are talking. Hannah says, do you think that this, meaning this conversation about should Christian stay or not, I mean, the whole like trying to rally the votes, do you think that this will impede our ability to work as a six? Tiffany says, I have always been willing to work as the six. I will always work with them. They have such a disdain for my gameplay, which is understandable because they don't understand game. Like, so like, bitch, tell me that Tiffany is going to continue working with Asa and Big D as the weeks go on. Like, there's no way. Like,
it's falling apart at the seams.
It's falling apart. They're all in jury. Like, I mean, I'm not playing Big Brother. Y'all do what you want. But from my perspective, it's so funny because Xavier says the same thing. Like, Xavier and Tiffany both say, like, if not for the cookout, we would not be working with Asa and Big D. We would be working with people that we actually like and have something in common with, like Claire. Like, they both love Claire. Hannah, they want to work with Hannah. Like, they're fighting against themselves. And only they can decide where they want to land.
I agree. And I feel like if this week doesn't go the way of Christian staying, I really think Tiffany's in a very, very tight spot because of the amount of times that she's exposed herself this week. And I think she's put too much of her, like you said, her currency into the Christian bandwagon when it wasn't necessary for her to do so. And if she doesn't get her way and she doesn't rule the week like we've seen her do week after week after week, this is where I feel like the wheels are going to start to come off.
Yeah, I concur. Tracy is accurate in the chat when she says that Tiffany wanted to bail on the six 2 weeks ago. That's actually true. And by the way, yes, I do see that it's over. It does to me. It does not look like Christian has the votes to stay. But again, like, I'm still waiting to see what happens with Brittany. Like, because if she's in favor of it or sort of in favor of it, and Christian doesn't seem like the kind of guy to give up. So, man,
I know. I was thinking the same thing, Mondo, because it's like, you know, we should just turn this into a live feed. Watch.
Well,
they're not
as crazy now.
Not as crazy now.
Yeah, it's calmed down more. It was really crazy right up until the episode, and then during the episode. But they turned off the feeds for a little while the episode was on. So you know, I feel like us talking about feeds like on Twitch or something right now wouldn't be like the most exciting thing in the world, because we're just going to be talking about what happened here. Yeah. in this episode.
And I do want to say, I believe it was Doug who brought it up earlier. He's like, oh, most people we've had in this stream, yeah, right here, most attracting the most viewers we've ever had on SFW. Hey, we're almost at 300 live right now. That's big.
Yay!
For us. Like, that's awesome. So thank you guys.
That's
for
awesome.
Continuing to give us your support. We're very excited. And hey,
I posted in a couple places, so maybe that got people to see us and like check us out.
Well, thank you for doing that, Brent. We appreciate you. Now people can find you. You know, unlike each week,
I still get mail.
I still see it.
Oh,
I'm
my
just
god!
Like, what
you see
the
it on
heck?
Twitter? Yeah, sometimes people tweet it. Like, Brent, I'm so sad that you're not at RHAP. Where are you now?
Every single week in the YouTube comments, it's like, I found you, Brent. I'm like,
how did you not find it before? But on the other hand, I'm glad people are looking for me, so whatever.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm happy to have them here. Don't get me wrong. Right. We're not bashing those people. I just find it funny that every week.
Yes. I know, every week. Yes, I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, and I'm here too, people.
Oh, yeah, by the way, in case you didn't see, like, I know I said last week that I was going to be on with Karen Singbell from Big Brother Canada 5 last Monday, but she actually had some stuff with her family, so we have postponed that, and we were going to do it at a different time. But I was kind of on her ass on Monday, because I was like, this would have been a really good day for us to come on and do a show on Monday when Christian was backdoored. Oh, that would have been great. Yeah.
Hey, Brent, so give me your thoughts. What did you think of Brittany being the first female to win? Was it a competition, or was it veto this year?
Veto. HOH or veto. Obviously, Claire has won the wild card competition.
That's true. That's true.
Somebody else. Didn't Tiff win at some point? I want to say Tiffany won. Maybe. Mm-hmm. It all blends together. The wild card competition doesn't count, though. HOH and veto. Brittany was the first female to win this season. All the other previous winners were guys, so it was nice to see a woman take it down. And I was psyched about that, because also they've just been a little unlucky. Like, so some of these mental competitions, like a girl could win that, but then like Xavier went and won that when there were like still six people left, I think. So crazy.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy. Honestly, with Christian, if he's gone, it really opens up these competitions all the rest of the season. You know, Derek X can't win them all.
It's very true. It's very true.
It's going to open up all these competitions for other people to really come out of the woodwork and show what they can do.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from there. We go and we see DX talking to Alyssa in the bathroom, or in the room next to the bathroom. I forget what they call that room. But basically telling her, hey, it's time. I think I have to pull the trigger. I got to take out Christian. You know, I'm sorry, but he's just too powerful. I know he's my shield, but I feel like it's my time to take my shot at the shield in front of me. And I feel like if I'm going to do it, now's the time.
Yeah. Like I said earlier in the chat or in the podcast, his main problem from my perspective was not blindsiding them. This is why people are blindsided, because Derek X, like, I'm looking at you. You know what I need to do? I need to get my camera and say, look, Derek, I'm looking at you, okay? This is why people blindside, because you saw what a mess you made when you decided not to blindside them and all hell broke loose. Did you see what happened and your HOH reign became a little bit of a mess for like 6 hours? That's why people blindside. Okay, I'm done. I'm serious. That was great. That's why they do.
Yeah.
Because if he would have blindsided them, he would never, like, it would have been done. Many of the arguments that they were making were in the event that he didn't put Christian up. He wouldn't have had to deal with any of that. And it caused so many problems to his game. Like, he's lucky things, like, solidified as quickly as they did, because, like, that was so bad. I hope he learned a valuable lesson, but I don't know if he did. Because he thought he was going to gain something by telling Alyssa, you know, the guy that you're banging. She's not actually banging him, but, you know, she wants to. Like, the guy that you're sleeping with, like, you know what I mean. The guy you're cuddling with, whatever, your showman. I'm going to put him up on the blog. And she was like, I'm not having it. I am not featuring you today. Like, she was not here for it. And I know, God, I'm totally losing my voice. Oh my God, I yell too much. Like, you know that Derek X is like, damn it. Like, I wanted something good to happen and it just blew up in my face. But again, that's why people blindside.
Ugh. And I think the best part of this entire conversation was when Sarah Beth came in and Derek X had to act like she didn't know what was going on and that he was going to put up Christian. And I honestly feel like she's such a nice person. She honestly didn't really know how to do this situation correctly in front of her teammates, even though she knew what she had to do. So she just, the only thing that came out was, well, you got to do what's best for your game. And that would have been like complete red flags to me if I was Alyssa or X in that position.
Yeah.
I would have been like, what do you mean you got to do what you got
to
do?
You know what? This is why I need to be in the Big Brother house. And I'm not campaigning. I'm just saying this is how nutty I am and how crazy I am. Because if I was Sarah Beth in that moment and I saw that he was conceivably wavering, because I know if Big D goes up next to me, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I was Sarah Beth with my former team in front of me, I would have just totally cut bait in that moment and been like, I need to save myself here. Like, you have to put Christian up. Like, and you know what? Let Alyssa be mad at me. Let her be mad. You know what? I'm still going to be here. I credit Sarah Beth for holding back and not panicking in that moment. I think I would have panicked. And I would have just let the cat out of the bag and been like, I know what's happening. You need to put up Christian and do what you said you were going to do. Like, that would have just blown my mind if she would have said that. I'm so mad that she didn't.
See, yeah. I would have gone the opposite way. I've been like, what? You can't do that. Not my teammate. How about Derek F? How about anybody else?
No,
I would have
no.
acted like I was a part of the whole thing.
I would have had like the vapors. Like, I would have been panicking. Like, no way. There's no way I could have played it that cool.
But see, I think that she did the worst thing you could do, as in, well, do what's best for your game, because that's just red flags. Like, you're not really backing up Derek X completely, who you know you're trying to side with. And secondly, you're completely showing your cards to the other side when they'd be like, what do you mean best for, you know, your game? Luckily, it went kind of over their heads somewhat
right
in that moment, because they were so, I feel like, more preoccupied with trying to convince him it was a bad idea that they didn't even think about what she was saying. But that whole time I was just screaming at TV. I was like, how do you idiots not see this right now?
Right. The chat is making fun of me for talking about the vapors. Like, there's obviously people, that's like an old time expression. I'm definitely dating myself by saying that, but I love that there are people in the chat who actually know what that phrase means. But it's just like something people say, like, I'm gonna pass out, I got the vapors, like, you know. Anyway, but yes, I think she did a little bit of damage to her game. But you know what, looking at the smorgasbord of people who have totally fucked their game this week, I think Sarah Beth is fine. If she survives this week, I think she's gonna be really, really fine.
Which we thought going into this week, at this time last week, we said she was screwed.
And I know that X and Tiff are talking about her, and they're like, we'll get her next week. But there's so much Sturm and Drang, again, another dated reference, where like they are so mad about what happened the last 24 hours that I don't think that she will be a nominee next week. I really don't.
When I need to come to someone for references to taglines and things that are completely dated, I know who to go to.
Right.
I've never heard either of those.
Sturm und Drang? You've never heard of Sturm und Drang?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Yeah.
Nope. Or vapors. I that went, woo.
Tracy, can you put up this comment? Tracy says that Brent, we know you would have grabbed Derek X's hands and begged him to nominate Christian. That's exactly what I would have done. I would have grabbed his hands.
Right here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I did on Sequester all the time, was grabbing people's hands and was like, you know, trying to empathize with them, which I failed miserably at doing. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it. Basically, Christian comes in, talks to him. They basically go back and forth how DX keeps telling Christian, listen, you're the threat ahead of me. SB says that he needs to take a shot. And then we get to the finale of the episode, which it's one of those rare times where we don't get to see the actual veto ceremony. That it's very rare that this actually happens, but it usually is the case because there's a lot of drama going into it. And we see that, we kind of alluded to it earlier, talked a little bit about it, where Christian pulls Derek X into the storage room to really get that last shot, last person in his ear type of situation. Yes. And we both expressed how much we'd love that situation. Where do you think it goes from here? I know we see the aftermath because we watch the feeds, but what do you think we're going to see in the episode that we missed because the live feeds were down in these next few moments?
I think we're going to see, hopefully we see Sarah Best's perspective. I want to see what Tiffany has to say about what's going on. But then again, at this point in time, Tiffany really didn't have another dated reference. Wow, I am like the king of them tonight. She didn't really have her dander up about it. Like, she was okay, like, letting Christian.
That one I heard.
Point. Yeah, she was okay with Christian going at this point. So, like, I don't even know if I necessarily need to hear from her, but I want to hear from, like, the people who are the main players of this whole, like, episode. Sarah Beth, Christian, DX, maybe Hannah and Alyssa. Like, and maybe Xavier too, because Xavier he's working hard to save Christian. Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it. We get to the end of the episode. We get no veto ceremony, and we'll see tomorrow where this veto ceremony lies. We all know what happens.
Well, we know what's going to happen.
I'm very interested to see it all play out still, because we didn't get to see it on the feeds. So
yeah, we didn't get to see it on one the of feeds.
It's one of those few times that we get to see something going into a Thursday episode that we might not expect or really are privy to.
So I will say this too. Derek X was, I know a lot of people on social media were mad at him because he, you know, let the cat out of the bag about, you know, the blind side of Christian at the veto ceremony. But like, the unexpected gift that we got in place of that, though, was so delicious. Like, I didn't actually mind the fact that he screwed up the blind side. And also sometimes when they are blindsided at the veto ceremony, they don't turn the feeds back on like right away. Like, they'll wait 5 minutes, and those 5 minutes were like the most important 5 minutes. Like, so I'm fine with the fact that he actually did it, not for his game, but for me as a viewer, I was fine with it. The feeds were fun on Monday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The feeds were fantastic on Monday. They've been fantastic today. Honestly, I think going into tomorrow, we're going to see a lot of back and forth still. We're going to see a lot of people talking in each other's ears. At least it's not a done deal. I mean, it might seem that way right now, but heck, we've seen it go back and forth already today. Who's to say it's not going to do that 20 more times until tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm with you. I will say that, I mean, Vandy, I hear what you said in the chat, but just looking at the updates and looking at what a few other people who I do trust on social media, I don't know that they ever had the fifth vote. Mm-hmm. It does seem to me as though they were stuck at four. And they tried DF, they tried Azza, they tried Brittany, but I don't think that they ever had the fifth vote. I think Christian has been going the entire time and he's still going. So
I honestly agree with you, though. I think that if it's going to happen, it's going to be Brittany, and with the outside chance of maybe Hannah. Outside of that, I don't think it's Hannah.
It's Brittany. It's got to be Brittany or nothing. Brittany or nothing at this point. Doom is in the chat saying it's a done deal. I don't disagree. I just can't watch the feeds myself.
Can't see anything right now.
But yeah, exactly. Like, but I still, like, those four still want to do it, and Brittany's vote was seemingly, or maybe she could have been just lying to Christian. That's the other thing. She could have just been really, like, schmoozing Christian. I don't know why they're schmoozing Christian. I mean, like, he's a pre-juror. He's not like he's going to be on the jury.
Yeah.
So, like, his vote doesn't matter.
This is where I kind of wish we had a buyback, because I would love to see Christian come back like obviously win his way in and then come back. And
we never get where that goes. The results of the buybacks is never good. I'm glad it's not happening. Yeah.
See, it's never good. I agree with you. It's never good unless it's, oh my gosh. Cliff, I loved when Cliff came back because
he never really left. Yeah,
he never really left. But that would be the same with this. Yeah. If we're going into the jury, you know, like
also not for nothing, but a buyback was the cause of my demise in Sequester season 4. So love you, Muna.
I'm sorry that happened. I still remember I was on the podcast that night. The night you went home.
Yes.
And it was rough to see, but I was glad that I was there to talk about that episode at least.
Yes. I'm glad you were there as well. Yes. It was great having you there. Yes.
All right. So last thing I want to get into before we kind of wrap this up, who do you think, let's say Christian goes home this week. Okay. Let's say that's the predictable outcome. Who do you think is in the most trouble going into next week? And who do you think really needs to win power?
I'm just going to be honest, like having not really been able to watch the feeds much over the past 2 hours, like I don't know if I'm going to take a guess.
I think
Sarah Beth is still in a little bit of trouble.
Okay.
If the right person wins HOH, how much damage has Tiffany really done?
That's like, what we need to see.
Like, let's say we get a DF HOH or an Asa HOH. Like, what would they do? Like, are they that mad at her right now? Because it does seem like they're really put out. I don't know. Brittany's always an option.
Yeah.
Kylan has been an option for a few people.
I don't see Kylan. I just don't see. I think too many other people have presented each other.
Talk about somebody who was in every episode to start, and now I never see him in the episodes. Is Kylan. Seriously.
Which actually bodes really well for him long term. If you go by how everything pans out usually in the season, like the people that just kind of get power early and then subside till the end, those are the people that you see have longevity in this game. Yeah. But also,
let me tell you guys this. So also, the other reason why I want to vote for Derek X for the power is because Xavier specifically said that Derek X ain't going to get no power from America. So like, I also like Xavier's a little cocky. He gets a little lawyery sometimes. And I wasn't feeling that comment, if I'm being totally honest. So, I kind of just want to, I really want Xavier to know that we voted and we chose Derek X, not you.
Yeah.
X.
I really hope Derek X gets it. I really do. Yeah. I think that it could really help him in this game dramatically, especially if things really don't pan out well for him. But hey, for all we know, he could go unscathed this week if Tiffany really, really digs her own grave. I mean, we still have got a lot of time between now and tomorrow.
You know what? The great players can dig themselves out of holes that they create. So let's see if Tiffany's a great player. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Let's see. Can she pull a Dan and, you know, get out of her own funeral? Like it's possible.
Right. It is possible. Mark is asking what the vote is for. Bitch, we don't know. We just know if there's any sort of power, anything good, we're inclined to vote for, at least I am. I don't know about everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm inclined to vote for Derek X. Like, come on, you know, like, I feel like, especially after some of the stuff that's happening right now, he might need it. Doom in the chat says, Brent, when you see how he handled the Tiffany drama, your opinion of X should change. I've seen that he's been very, conciliatory. So, you know, I have seen that about him. You know, in trying to, like, you know, smooth things over and not let her get out over her skis a little bit. So, you know, I am rooting for Tiffany. So let me be clear about that. But it's like my friend Stina said on Twitter, we root for people who we want to see suffer and then rise above it. That's the thing. And that's kind of where I'm at with Tiffany right now. So in some ways, I'm kind of glad she screwed up her game because I'm like, if she rises above it, it'll be that much sweeter if she ends up winning the game. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Okay. And then we got Nowhere Man. The feeders would vote DX hands down, but what about the casuals? I still think the casuals love him.
Me too. He's been featured really heavily on the show because he won two vetoes and an HOH, He's been on the show a lot. He's a lovable underdog. They've given him some really funny clips. I do think the casuals would vote for DX. I know some people are voting for Hannah. There's no way Hannah's winning. Y'all can vote for Hannah, but I think you're throwing away your vote. There's no way Hannah's winning. My mom doesn't even know who Hannah is. Just like ask my mom. If my mom knows who they are, you know the casuals will vote for them.
And especially after this whole segment with the Lord of the Latrine and how endearing he was in that moment and the fact that he's, you know, making a big move and taking out a big target, it just all bodes well for Derek X going into next week for this vote. I really think that he should be the favorite, and he's honestly the one I hope should win, because that doesn't happen a lot of times. A lot of times we see these people that we see as the favorites, and either one, they're not in any kind of trouble, and it's just they're the ones that people love, or two, they just are people that are playing the game really well and don't need to use it. So now we've got someone who everyone can agree with that they like and that actually might need some kind of power in this house. So I think it's a perfect situation.
Yes. Also, I'm really, really glad that we started with what was happening on the feeds, because like when I was at RHAP, we always had to wait until the end to talk about the spoilers. And by the time we got to the end of the episode, like if we had waited and talked about the episode, like things would have calmed down by then, and I wouldn't have been as angry as I was at the beginning of the podcast. So like, I'm glad we broke the egg right away and cut it open, you know?
Oh, you know what, Britt? I just realized we forgot to do the commercial segment earlier.
I did notice that. I wasn't going to say anything because I absolutely hate the commercials. So like,
I totally blinked. We went so out of order with this episode.
So we were about ready to wrap up. So do we need to do commercials and then come back to wrap up, or what are we doing?
Let's just do a quick commercial segment and we'll be right back to do our conclusion of the episode.
Y'all
want to
stay? Okay.
You don't have to.
I'll stay in the chat and talk to you guys.
We'll be here.
All right.
Zach, back in the day, I used to love watching professional wrestling every Saturday morning after my cartoons. And whenever I did, my favorite part was enjoying cereal with it, because cereal was cool. But of course, growing up, cereal being the best part as a kid, I had to give it up. Why? Because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you shouldn't really eat. Now, I've been trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, and unhealthy food and realized I basically can't eat anything anymore. I've been drinking protein shakes and powders for years, but I finally found a delicious way to get my protein before and after workouts. Now, hey, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring, and Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff.
I am hooked on Magic Spoon too. This stuff has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. We're only talking about 140 calories in a serving. Plus, it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. Now you can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors of cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. I am absolutely hooked on Magic Spoon. Like I said, my favorite is to blend some of those flavors. I like to mix up my cocoa with my frosted. That is some sugary deliciousness that I can't resist in the morning. Johnny, what's your favorite?
Oh, I'm mixing the cocoa with the peanut butter, and I'm doing a peanut butter cup action. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's good stuff. And if you want to join us in eating some Magic Spoon, just go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab your delicious cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor and use promo code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. And thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost.
Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone, or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry, Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
All right. And we're back to the
episode. We're back for now, a second. Let's stick around for a few minutes and give the people what they want.
Nathan Featherstone, I'm so glad Rahab got rid of Bobby. He was awful. Listen here, bitch. I was not gotten rid of on Rahab. I left to do bigger and better things. And if you don't like it, you don't
That's
have to be
tea.
Here. So
that
guess
is
what?
The tea,
I don't give a
man.
Shit. I'm here because I want to be here. I enjoy talking about it. If you don't like it, you can leave. Go to Rahab. I don't care. I love Rahab, right. But you don't have to be here. Sorry.
So I have admin. I know I have admin powers on this channel, like I did over at RHAP, which I'm bringing up again just because you guys said maybe bring it up less. I blocked him actually. So we don't have to listen to him. He was a total bitch. Yeah.
That's me also getting back at the YouTube comments sometimes.
Right. I was hoping he was saying it. I was so hoping he was saying it sarcastically, but then he was like obviously not saying it sarcastically.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. There's haters. There's gonna be haters everywhere. Rob gets haters.
Y'all can hate on me. Nice. Just don't hate on Bobby for
Oh no, I can handle the hate. I think it's hilarious, but it's just sometimes it's like, come on, people, we're just here to have fun. Like there's no reason to go get ugly.
Yes.
So
exactly.
So, all right, let's get back to it. Anything else from this episode you wanted to go over? I saw some people. What do you think of Hannah being HOH next week? What do you think she would put up?
Y'all help me. Who would she put up? Again, there's so much stuff that's happened today. Like, I mean, like if you're talking about before, I have to believe that SB would be amongst her nominees, even if she doesn't want her to go home. As for somebody else, like, I don't know, Brittany. Like, I mean, like, it depends on how much consternation has been caused by the fighting amongst the cookout. Even though things are assumedly settled at this point, and Xavier has apparently done some good work, I want to see what they really think.
I don't know. I honestly,
right,
I have
Alyssa
no idea.
Will still be here. I forgot about Alyssa.
Yeah, because Alyssa will still be here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know which way she goes. Yeah. I think that it's really going to lean towards whatever happens in the next day. I think that there's going to be a lot of drama the next day. And I think that's where we'll really get an idea of where people's heads are at.
Well, I think it's amazing that the showman's couple is living their worst nightmare right now, because he's about to be evicted pre-jury and she's going to make jury. So they like all of that moolah to be made, like while the show is happening as a showman's couple, like, they're not going to make it. He's going to be by himself. I will say, though, it worked out really well for Cody and Jessica. But this is kind of a different scenario and a different cast. That cast was so hateable. We loved Jessica and Cody. Some of y'all. Some of us did. I know that many of you did not. But I liked him very much.
A lot of people didn't. I liked them more than the other people there in the house.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I liked them more than the other people in the house. Yeah, exactly. So worked for them, but I don't think it's going to work for Alyssa and her boy.
Okay, so Brent, before we get out of here, anything else you want to cover? Anything else you want to say?
I think we're good. Like, Bobby, I think you're not going to be here next week, correct?
I'm not going to be here next week. Right. I've got plans, but I will be back.
So
the
that Nathan guy,
week.
You should definitely come back next Wednesday because he won't be here.
Yeah, so it'll be a great show next week. It'll be a great show.
It's going to be me talking to myself. No, I think Alex Camino will probably be here. I mean, yeah, I might find another guest.
Someone.
Exactly. But yeah, if y'all are fun and you've got a good microphone and you've got a like a personality, like hit me up. You never know when I might say, like, come on the show and talk with me. Cause
exactly.
Yeah. I like keeping it spicy around here. Someone asked in the chat why I was let go from my previous podcast. And I'm like, you really need to look no further than this podcast to understand why, because I'm a little too spicy and I get into trouble. And I like, that's the thing. I never begrudged Rob letting me go. I understood where he was coming from because people get upset. There are a lot of people, like more than a handful of people. And I'm not talking about Taryn and Melissa. I'm talking about other people who are upset, who get upset with me. Mm-hmm. And because I have opinions and I share those opinions and I'm not shy about my opinions. And as you can tell from me losing my voice tonight, that I tend to shout my opinions and that pisses people off figuratively and literally. That's why Rob was just like, you know, gotta let you go, Brent. Never begrudged him one bit. I love Rob.
There was definitely a bunch of us in the Rehab podcaster circle that when that happened, we were very confused and very upset, like, but more so just bummed. Not frustrated, not mad, just bummed. Because it's like you lost a brother, you know? It's like you lost a good friend because you're not, it's not that they're not there. You just don't see them anymore. And so that's why it really hurt. But now, you got this new home. You invited me over because guess what? More opportunities for me as well. And
things really do work out the way they're supposed to. Yeah. Well, first of all, I love podcasting with you. I love working with you, Bobby. And number two,
likewise.
You know, I became single and got a new body, you know, all that happened like over the past 18 months. And I started dating again. And like, if I still had to do 2 to 3 podcasts a week with the round table and an update every once in a while and a show, like I would have no free time to date. I really would not, because I have to work 4 days a week. Like things work out for a reason. I really believe that. So,
and 100% agree with you, because the same situation happened with me. With I had a baby and now I wasn't as available possibly with morning updates because I have a child to take care of.
Right.
So the fact that they stopped calling and you called me and this is works out for me better because it's once a week. It was like exactly fate had its hand in this and it worked out for both of us. And I think that it's been a lot of fun and I'm very grateful.
Cool. Yes, Tracy, so. I do know Jolene, and we have talked before. We're planning on doing something at some point. So I think we both like sort of, you know of each other. Like I definitely know of her. I've seen her show a couple times. I'm sure she knows of me because she's talked to me on Twitter, like in DMs and whatnot. So you know, like I'm sure we'll do something. I am totally fine to guest. Nerdtainment. If you guys know Sarah. From Nerdtainment. I've always wanted to guest over at their show. So that's the thing about not being at RHAP anymore is I can kind of do what I want now. I can just go where I want, go wherever I want and talk to whoever I want and say whatever I want. And I don't have to worry about anything blowing back on Rob or anybody else, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. So let's definitely wrap this up. Like I said, I'll be gone next week, but I will be back 2 weeks from today to talk all about the craziness, unless I'm replaced by someone better. Maybe that Nathan guy.
Right.
All right, Brent. For Brent Wagamont, you can find him at One Lucky Gay. I am at Goodspeed Bobby. We will be back with you. Well, Brent will be back with you next week. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And let's hope for a very exciting Thursday night eviction episode where who knows what could happen. Still up in the air. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Bye-bye.
The Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, and concerts are all in this summer. But you know what isn't? A wild and hairy bush. Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code SURVIVOR.
Brent, if you're paying attention right now, now I know that you've probably had a mishap in the past and you've been trimming down there with not the tools for the job. Well, Brent, that's right. I'm talking to you. I have come to save you, but not just me. The folks at Manscaped, the world is starting to open up and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to help you get ready. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, plus two free gifts. What's that, you ask? Performance boxer briefs and the shed travel bag.
Talk about a world-class dismount into the post-quarantine world. This package is the perfect package for your package and peak performance in whatever sport you desire. Wink, wink. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take the podium. This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on off switch that you can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? Michael Phelps is drooling just thinking about the possibilities.
Now, this package also comes with the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. This tool is a lock to take home gold in the biathlon. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motored 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent against nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes.
After trimming your pubes, show them some sportsmanship with Manscaped's liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are the key to feeling victorious this year. Manscaped's also throwing in two free gifts to the Performance Package 4.0. That's the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag.
Now go right now to get 20% off and free shipping using promo code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in three flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and is convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.